This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jessica Adams, please note the following medical letter. Jessica is J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Adams, A-D-A-M-S. On March 11th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I took the history directly from the patient, comma, reviewed medical records, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 43-year-old female, height 5'8" tall, weight 160 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about December 8th, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She denied loss of consciousness, period. Another vehicle ran a stop sign forcing the patient's vehicle to T-bone the other vehicle, period. The patient was in a Ford SUV, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. All airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked and hit her knees on the dash with a laceration, period. A couple hours later, she had pain in her neck, comma, mid-back, comma, bilateral knees, comma, and arms, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing pain in her neck, comma, mid-back, and problems with painless scars involving her left knee, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with medication, period. It is intermittent pain, period. It is worse with activity, period. It occurs approximately 12 hours per day, period. It is described as an aching, stabbing-type pain, period. It radiates to the right shoulder, period. Occasional numbness into the fingers, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The mid-back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with medicine, period. It is an intermittent pain that is stabbing and throbbing, period. The pain lasts approximately 12 hours per day, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. Her left knee scar is of concern to her, although it is painless, but she is very self-conscious, period. It is approximately 2 inches, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day she was seen. The timeline of treatment was that day she was seen in the emergency room at Riverside Hospital, taken by ambulance, period. She was treated and released, had CAT scans, period. She had chiropractic care, seen several times, and then saw her family doctor 3 or 4 times, period. She was given a muscle relaxer as well as pain medicine. She was given exercises. She was referred to an orthopedic doctor for her back, period. She was referred to physical therapy but unable to go due to sick children and lack of access as well as the expense, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with mobility, comma, bending, comma, lifting over 20 pounds, comma, sitting over 2 hours, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medicines. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercise, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals metal from the foot removed. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. Prior to this automobile accident, she had chronic occasional neck pain that required chiropractic care, period. The onset was in childhood and continuing to present period. She went to a chiropractor once a month on the average from childhood to present period. After the automobile accident, it became a different pain than before. In the past, it was a crink in the neck, and now it is a deep muscle pain with radiation. Because in the past, it did not radiate to the same degree, period. The patient never injured her mid-back in the past, but had chronic mid-back pain. The onset was 15 years ago due to problems with posture and a desk job, period. She also had mid-back pain treated by a chiropractor. From 15 years ago up until present period. This is an aggravation of her prior back pain by about at least 20%, period. She was involved in two prior automobile accidents, but none with injuries, period. No treatment other than seen in the emergency room for one of the injuries without treatment, period. She has not had work injuries, period. She has had no left knee trauma other than childhood sports pains, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a new accountant specialist at a bank, period. She works full-time with the pain, period. She missed approximately 1.5 weeks of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on a sample of the notes that I encountered, period. Emergency room report, December 8th, 2023. Reason for visit. And this is Riverside Medical Center, ED, December 8th, 2023. Reason for visit in the diagnoses are motor vehicle accident, comma, strain of neck muscles, comma, strain of thoracic back region, comma, contusion of the left chest wall, comma, and contusion of the knee, period. HPI, 42-year-old female, to ER for evaluation of injury sustained during MVA, period. Multiple airbag deployment, period. She was driving her kids to school at approximately 60 miles per hour when another car pulled in front of them, resulting in patient car T-boned, another car, period. Other driver DOA, period. Pain to her cervical and thoracic spine, comma, left upper chest, comma, right hip and bilateral knees, period. On examination, swelling, tenderness, and signs of injuries present. There is documents of the areas of tenderness. Also left upper chest tenderness with positive seatbelt sign, period. Cervical tenderness to lateral aspect of neck, period. Mid-thoracic tenderness, period. Right pelvic slash hip tenderness, period. Bilateral knee bruising with swelling, period. CT of thoracic spine, negative for fracture. CT of cervical spine, negative for fracture. X-rays of the left shoulder, no acute osseous abnormality seen, period. X-rays of the pelvis, mild pubic diastasis, period. X-rays of the knees bilaterally, no acute abnormality seen, period. X-rays of the chest, no radiographic evidence of acute pulmonary disease. Morphine, 2 milligrams intravenous, was given. Discharge medications included Norco and Motrin, period. End of report. Vandehey Chiropractic Health Center, that's V-A-N-D-E-H-E-Y, Vandehey Chiropractic Health Center note, December 12, 2023. Jessica saw treatment today, complaining of frequent tightness, discomfort in the back of the neck, period. Also complained of frequent shooting discomfort in the mid-back, period. Also complained of constant tightness, discomfort of the right trapezius, period. Complained of constant tightness, discomfort of the left trapezius, period. She informs that she was taken to the emergency room by ambulance, period. Diagnosis was a sprain of the cervical ligaments, period. Another note from Van De Heet Chiropractic, January 17th, 2024. Jessica sought treatment today, complaining of constant tightness, discomfort in the back of the neck, period. Also complains of intermittent shooting discomfort of the mid-back, period. Objective palpation reveal areas of spasm, comma, hypomobility, and endpoint tenderness, indicative of subluxation at C1 and C5, period. Hypertonicity in the following areas, right cervical, dorsal, and right cervical, period. We will continue to treat Jessica as per the examination findings and continue the existing treatment plan, period. Another note from Van De Heet Chiropractic, February 13th, 2024, complaining of constant tightness, discomfort in the back of the neck, period. Complaining of frequent tightness and shooting discomfort in the mid-back, period. We will continue to treat Jessica as per the examination findings and continue the existing treatment plan, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 8th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait with excessive hip motion, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid. Cervical area was abnormal with flexion diminished by 24 degrees, comma, extension 22 degrees, comma, side bending on the left 32 degrees, comma, 8 degrees on the right, comma, rotation by 18 degrees on the left and 24 degrees on the right, period. There was palpable heat and tenderness, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Thoracic examination revealed palpable heat and tenderness, period. There was diminished strength, period. Also, in the thoracic area, flexion. Flexion was diminished by 14 degrees, an extension by 10 degrees, period. There was diminished strength in the thoracic area, period. Lumbar area was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left knee was abnormal, period. Examination of the right knee revealed full range of motion, but there was crepitance of the right knee, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 3, aggravation of prior cervical and thoracic pre-existing pain, period. Number 4, bilateral knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, contusion, comma, and scarring improved, period. Number 5, contusion of the left chest wall resolved, period. The above 5 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident, period. New paragraph. At this time, I can safely say that there is permanency to both the cervical and mid-back region, period. By permanency, I mean the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the cervical and thoracic areas for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some back injections will cost approximately $3,000, period. Some additional physical therapy or chiropractic care will cost $1,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO End of Dictation.